From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate rose last month by 0.2%. It now stands at 9.8%. In a related report, the agency says few new jobs were created in November. Economist Hugh Johnson says the information was disappointing because economists were expecting better news.
The unemployment rate had expected to hold steady at 9.6%, and it rose to 9.8%. Job growth is not particularly strong or strong enough to take up the new entries into the labor force. So it's a very disappointing report almost across the board.
The Commerce Department reported separately orders to factories were down 0.9% in October, the largest monthly drop reported since May. WikiLeaks' website address has been dropped by its domain system provider in the U.S. But as Larry Miller reports from London, the whistleblowing website is back online with a new European internet address. It no longer ends with .org.
It's .ch, a domain registered and owned by the Swiss Pirate Party, which campaigns for freedom of information and technology. Internet consultants say it's unprecedented for a domain name provider to drop a website unless there were breaches of agreed terms and conditions. The New Hampshire-based EveryDNS says it acted after its own infrastructure was threatened by massive cyber attacks on WikiLeaks. The London lawyer for the site's founder, Julian Assange, says outside pressure appears to have been applied to close the domain name. Wednesday, Amazon bowed to U.S. pressure and stopped hosting the site. It's now hosted by European servers. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The death toll from the bitter cold gripping much of Europe has risen to nearly 40 people. Many of the victims are in Poland. The mercury there is hovering around 5 degrees. Dave McGuire reports from Warsaw a dozen people died there overnight.
Most of those who died were homeless or intoxicated. Authorities will be canvassing again tonight to get people off the streets and into shelters. Across the country, roads are closed and trains are delayed as accidents have caused travel chaos. In the southern city of Częstochowa, a breakdown at a heating plant overnight left 150,000 people without hot water or heat. Over the past week, temperatures have fallen below zero in some parts of the country. Another 6 inches of snow is forecasted for Friday, and low temperatures over the weekend will hover in the single digits. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
And news reports are saying President Obama has arrived in Afghanistan. He is expected to meet President Hamid Karzai. Currently on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 2 points. It's at 11,359. The Nasdaq is up 2. It's at 2582. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A lawyer for Dick Cheney says the former vice president has dismissed allegations that his client is linked to a multi-million dollar bribery scandal in Nigeria. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports Nigerian officials have announced they plan to file charges against Cheney in connection with the case that occurred during his time as CEO of Halliburton.
Nigeria's Economic and Financial Crimes Commission summoned top local officials from Halliburton about the alleged bribery allegations. The anti-corruption agency's spokesman says the charges are not unrelated to Dick Cheney's role as the head of Halliburton. The case involves an alleged $180 million cash for contract scandal dating back about a decade, linked to the construction of a gas plant in Nigeria's oil-producing region. Halliburton has denied any involvement. U.S. authorities say former Halliburton subsidiary, Houston-based KBR, agreed to pay almost $600 million in fines last year relating to the same bribery case, one of the biggest fines ever paid by a U.S. company in a foreign corruption case. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Election officials in Ivory Coast say the main opposition leader has won that country's presidential election, but the Constitutional Council of Ivory Coast disagrees. That body is controlled by incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo, who has refused to accept the results and says the election was stolen. Just days after finishing joint military exercises with South Korea, the United States began more joint drills with Japan. These military exercises are part of a regularly scheduled annual event. This is NPR.